Which means time for Ngā Kōrero Tai Whenua, the rural news with Kim Moody in Ōtautahi this morning. Kia ora, Kim. It's National Lamb Day.
Kia ora, Susie. It is. Today marks 140 years since the first shipment of New Zealand frozen lamb docked in London. 5,000 carcasses were loaded onto the old passenger sailing ship, the Dunedin, which had been fitted out with a coal-powered freezing plant. And on February the 15th, 1882, it set off from Port Chalmers, bound for London. After weeks at sea, only one carcass was condemned on arrival. Beef and Lamb chairperson and Southland sheep farmer Andrew Morrison says the first shipment was a huge milestone and paved the way for what is now one of the country's largest industries.
The sheep and beef sector is an integral part of New Zealand's history, and it's actually an integral part of New Zealand's future too, because sustainable land use choices that our early settlers made, and a bunch of their farmers are still continuing today. It's really important. You know, we're New Zealand's the second largest export sector behind dairying. And, you know, it's a really integral part of New Zealand fabric for regional economy, regional employment. And so, look, we're just really proud of how the industry has progressed and innovated and just what it does for our rural communities. We just love it.
Meat Industry Association Chief Executive Sir Makarapiva says the industry has come a long way in the last 140 years.
I guess in innovation and development perspective, we have certainly moved on from those days of exporting carcasses. Today, frozen lamb carcasses only make up about 4% of our total exports. And the majority of the product that we export is the value-add bone-in or boneless cuts, either chilled or frozen. The cut companies have developed a wide range of specifications specifically to meet the consumer needs and demands of all those consumers that they service around the world. And it's a much more agile and nimble industry than it was at the beginning.
She says last year New Zealand exported just over 400,000 tonnes of sheep meat, which had an export value of $3.8 billion. And to celebrate 140 years since the first shipment of frozen lamb, dinners are being held today in Oamaru, where the first shipment of lambs were processed, and in London, where they arrived.
There you go. Now, a record milk price could be announced for next season.
That's right. Fonterra is set to release its forecast milk price for the 2022-2023 season this week, but analysts are already starting to release their forecasts. Rabobank has announced a farmgate milk forecast of $9 a kilogram of milk solids for the season, which starts on the 1st of June. Agriculture analyst Emma Higgins says if that comes to fruition, it will be a record opening price.
It really comes down to the fact that we are expecting to see pretty weak milk supply across most of the major production regions around the globe. And we think that will be supportive of a milk price starting with a $9 figure. But we do note that the demand outlook is pretty hazy right now. And we are telling our farmers out there to buckle up in preparation for volatility around dairy commodity prices, but also key farm input prices as well.
Emma Higgins says there's still a lot of uncertainty in the market due to the war in Ukraine and COVID-19 lockdowns in China. And farmers will soon find out what the final price for this season will be. Fonterra's current forecast is between $9.10 and $9.50 a kilogram of milk solids. And that's the rural news.
Ngā mihi Kim Moody there with Ngā Kōrero Tai Whenua there.